Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and JC. How's it going over there?
Doing good.
Excellent. JC is a new hire here at Lydia Media. She's sitting in on the podcast today. She's going to be our meteorologist, right?
Mm-hmm.
You excited?
Yeah.
Yeah, you seem it. All right. We are covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is powered by Dubloy Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big and no job is too small. Learn more at DubloyElectric.com. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at RupersBeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupers. Kind of left me hanging there on the squatch it, buddy.
I totally botched it. I botched it on the squatch it.
What the heck?
I apologize for that. I heard you say squatch it, and I'm like, oh, no.
Hey, I'm supposed to do that, too.
Yeah.
That's all right.
My bad.
I got a starring role in the Rupers ad today.
You did. We have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by the owner of Just In Time Recreation, Justin Jure. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Thanks for making time for us. I know you're incredibly busy. Pretty soon you're going to have a lot of people waiting at the door for you to open up.
Absolutely. They might be there now.
They might be there now. Bowling leagues, they start early over at Just In Time.
Oh, do they start that early?
9 o'clock. Well, okay. We open at 9. They start at 9:30. They wish we'd start at 6, but...
Intense.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking
to learn more about that.
We were talking earlier. There's like a group of people just waiting for him to unlock the doors.
Oh, yes. Every morning.
Do you serve Bloody Marys?
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
And mimosas. From Rupert's.
Here we go.
Nice. All right. Well, Sarah might be joining you then.
I don't know how to bowl, but I'll give it a whirl.
Most of us don't.
You can do it all at Just In Time. In case you haven't been there, it's the type of place that needs its own zip code, pretty much, right? It's a large venue.
Yeah. It is.
You got a lot going on there. And we're going to talk all about it coming up here in just a bit. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines for Tuesday, November 4th.
It's election day. The polls in Lewiston and Auburn are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. There are multiple polling locations for each city. If you're unsure of your location, visit lewistonmaine.gov or auburnmaine.gov and get out there and vote today.
Yes, and just in case you're listening outside of Lewiston, Auburn, just check with your local municipality.
There you go.
Kristen Cloutier, state representative for House District 94 in Lewiston, has resigned to become the chief of staff for Maine Senate President Matt Dautry. Municipal leaders in Lewiston will need to make a request to the governor to have the vacancy filled prior to the next election in November 2026.
The USDA will partially fund Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits for November, following two federal judges' rulings that the agency must keep the program running. Maine is awaiting direction from the federal government about issuing partial payments.
And meteorologist Keith Carson is leaving WCSH to work with the Maine Conservation Voters on science and climate communications. His last newscast for WCSH will be on Friday.
He'll be missed.
He will be missed. I may be in the minority here, but I never understood the fascination with meteorologists on local television. I grew up with Joe Cupo, and he was like the guy in Maine news. Him and Bill Green,
I think,
are the guys I grew up with.
Yeah.
But it was Joe Cupo and then Bill Green.
I remember the school projects. Go home and watch Joe.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
The homework.
Yeah. But they do great work, and for the most part, deliver accurate forecasts.
Maybe they're not as revered in places where the weather is not so extreme.
Possibly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we have like a 100-degree range of temperature here.
It's got to be one of the toughest states to be a meteorologist in.
Yeah, you know, like
or to live in.
Yeah,
as a human being.
Idaho. Oh, again, it's windy and sunny today.
Yeah, right.
60 degrees. Maine today it's 40. Tomorrow it'll be -35.
This morning it's 30. This afternoon, it's going to be 80.
So weird. That's the fascination with that.
Okay. I get it now.
Does that make more sense?
Thanks for clearing that up.
You're welcome.
And speaking of the weather.
Ooh. Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love. That's my weather song, Justin.
That's right. Justin
it's
loves
too long
it.
And it's boring, according to Alex.
I don't know. I think I'm a little favorable to that one.
Yep.
All right.
Well, you've heard
thank
all of
you.
Them.
You've heard
Sarah
all three.
Wins.
That's right.
All right, here's JC with the weather.
Cloudy and windy today. We'll have a high of 49 and a low of 40. Cloudy tomorrow with some evening showers, high of 46 and low of 35. Party sunny.
Oh, my bad. Let's do that again.
I love party sunny. That's my favorite kind of sunny.
Mine too. Partly sunny and windy on Thursday with highs in the mid-40s.
You're going to fit in just fine here, JC. It's your first day. You're already calling me out on my horse. I love it. In sports, Red Sox outfielders Willier Abreu and Seydon Rafaela were named American League Gold Glove winners. It's the second consecutive year for Abreu and Rafaela's first. Nice. Did any Phillies win any Gold Gloves, Justin?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Justin's a big Philadelphia sports fan. Are the Philadelphia fans as bad as everyone makes them out to be?
No, just passionate. That's, that's what we call it.
I so, like it. Yes, then.
You say borderline criminal, I say passionate.
We agree to disagree.
That's right.
The Celtics lost to the Utah Jazz last night, 105-103. Boston will host the Washington Wizards tomorrow night.
And the Bruins visit the New York Islanders tonight at 7.
All over that.
All over it. That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Sweeping
the Twin Cities.
I thought about not helping you on that.
No.
But
I know. Right after the Rupert's fiasco, I was like, I'm probably going to be on my own FPBs.
No, I got you.
It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
Famous people birthdays. It's famous people birthdays.
Well, let's take a look at FPBs for November the 4th, shall we?
Sure.
All righty. We're going to start off with Matthew McConaughey.
You didn't take the opportunity? All right, all right, all right.
Oh.
You didn't take it?
Damn. All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
We're going to start off with Matthew McConaughey, who is 56 years old today. What do you know him from, Sarah?
Oh, so many things. Mostly that weird Lincoln commercial where he's rolling what looks right. like a booger in his fingers, but he's just driving and talking. You guys know that commercial? Have you seen that? I don't know.
I
find that strange.
I first saw him in A Time to Kill with Sandra Bullock.
And oh.
That movie came out in 1996, and I remember telling Sarah this last year on Matthew McConaughey's birthday. I'm watching the movie with my wife, and it's the first time I ever saw Matthew McConaughey, and I said, you know what? I am very comfortable with my sexuality, and that is one handsome man.
He is a
right
handsome
there.
Man.
He is strikingly handsome.
He sure is. Failure to Launch is probably my favorite from him.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Look at this. Ralph Macchio.
Oh, the Karate Kid.
Waxing on and waxing off. He's nice. 64 years old today.
Wow. I do love the Karate Kid, but my favorite movie from him is probably My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, that was so
classic.
So good.
Two Utes.
Two Utes. yes. He was one of the two Utes.
Yeah. He, of course, played Daniel LaRusso in the Karate Kid films, which began in 1984, and then in Cobra Kai, which revived just about everyone who was in those movies.
Right?
It was
and it kept us
incredible.
Alive during the pandemic.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, is there a new episode today?
But I agree, Sarah. My Cousin Vinny was phenomenal.
So good.
Yep. And rounding out FPBs for November the 4th is actor and comedian Kathy Griffin, who is 65 years old today. Mm-hmm. She had a great part on Seinfeld. Are you familiar with those? Does anybody watch Seinfeld?
I don't remember her on Seinfeld.
Yeah, she tried to take Jerry down.
Oh.
Yeah. telling everyone what a horrible person he is.
Oh, well.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I remember her from Suddenly Susan.
She also had a show called My Life on the D-List, which was pretty successful back in the day. There you go. Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
Justin is delighted with your musical capabilities.
All of it. It's great. I'm having so much fun.
I'm not proud of it, but we needed something.
That's something.
It qualifies as something.
It qualifies as something. 17 years ago in 2008, Barack Obama was elected the 44th president of the United States. Whoop, whoop.
Boop.
45 years ago in 1980, Ronald Reagan was elected president over Jimmy Carter. 62 years ago in 1963, the Beatles played a Royal Command performance in front of the British royalty in London. This was the show where John Lennon said, quote, "Will the people in the cheaper seats clap your hands? All of the rest of you, if you'll just rattle your jewelry." That's pretty good, right?
John, he wasn't afraid to stir it up every now and again.
Some things never change.
Yeah. That's right.
146 years ago in 1879, Ohio bar owner Jay Ritty invented the cash register to stop bartenders from pocketing his profits. There you go. And 183 years ago in 1842, Mr. Abraham Lincoln married Mary Todd at his sister's house in Springfield, Illinois.
183 years ago.
I know.
Happy anniversary.
I bet they're still married.
Abe and Mary. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for November the 4th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. Always look for emergency exits when in public places. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Now we shift focus fully to our guest in studio, owner of Just in Time Recreation in Lewiston, Justin Jurey, who I think we mentioned is entering his fifth year in business.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
At Just in Time. Take us in the way back machine, Justin, and tell us how this all started.
Like the name says, the guy was selling it, and I went home with a form and said to my wife, Samantha, "Do you want to buy a bowling center?" And she said, "Sure." Rolled her eyes a little bit.
Is that easy?
Yeah, why not?
And here we are. That's basically how it happened.
That sounds like a pretty easy sell.
Yeah.
To Samantha.
I don't think she believed that I was even really considering it. She
really?
Just kind of ran with it, and it just worked out.
Incredible.
And did you bowl, like the two of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's how I found out the place was, like, he had been trying to sell it for quite a while. And then finally he just handed out a notice saying, "Nobody's interested. We're closing the doors and we won't be here anymore." And, you know, this community, it's been a part of, I bowled there when I was first moved to Maine, you know. Yeah. It's been a part of this community. So I just had a, you know, and I saw a lot of the issues with the place that I wanted to turn around and change. And Samantha jumped right on board once she realized that, like, this was something that could actually happen. And
something you could lose in your community, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
We've had countless kids' birthday parties in that building.
Oh, everybody.
It's just a part of our culture here.
And the history. I mean, it was horse track and.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the bowling center itself were stables.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh. That's
the history
cool.
of that place is amazing.
Yeah. Great. I remember going to see horse races there. Yeah. I also saw a Joey Gamache boxing match in that area inside the horse track.
There's not still a horse track.
No.
No.
No. Okay. I don't go up there very often.
So I'm curious, Justin, what were you and Samantha doing before?
We were owners of an installation company. I had a lot of contractors that worked for me, and we did a lot of installs for one of the big box stores, basically all over the state.
Wow.
Just about every store in the state.
Yeah.
So you had some construction experience under your belt when you took this project on?
A lot.
a lot.
That's helpful. You're not going in blind, especially seeing some of the things you knew you wanted to fix.
We made quite a few changes, quite a few.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of resources. I knew a lot of people that knew how to build things and fix things, and it needed a lot of work.
Yeah.
We found 20-something extension cords in the ceiling.
Oh, dear.
It's not okay.
Oh, my God. Six stitching cords in the ceiling.
They're all daisy chained together, plugging in the same outlet.
It's a little workaround, you know. And
that's nuts.
Yeah. And now you walk in, and there is candlepin bowling.
Mm.
You have big ball bowling.
Yep.
Is that the correct term?
Ten-pin bowling.
Ten-pin.
Ten-pin bowling.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I always feel weird saying big ball bowling.
I mean, I think we all do.
Ten-pin bowling. I like that.
I guess it's better than little ball bowling.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
which is
true.
Also what people call candlepin bowling.
Yes.
Candlepin bowling is like a Maine or New England thing, is it not?
It is. It originated in Massachusetts, and you don't find it too far south, except the guy that kind of, we shrunk down our six lanes. We cut down 12 to 6, and the guy that's taking the six lanes is planning on opening a spot down in Florida, which, given the population, I think it's going to be a good idea.
I agree.
Guess we'll see, but
we just like to
communities.
We just like to make things harder in New England.
That's right.
You want a bowl? Here's a little tiny ball.
and little straight pins. It's a very difficult game.
Yeah, have fun.
Yes, that's right. Have fun.
Yeah.
Don't get frustrated.
So you have.
I know you're only six, but. That's when
remember,
we start.
Mommy and Daddy are living vicariously through you.
Have a good time.
Do well.
Sorry, went off a little bit there.
You've got the bowling covered. You also have baseball and softball simulators.
Yes.
Which sounds awesome.
They're amazing. They're from HitTrax, and the guy started doing all the MLB teams as a training tool, you know, and decided, let's strip out all the analytics and make it a game. Yeah. And you can play at any stadium in the country.
Wow.
A lot of people obviously want to play at Fenway. I prefer CBP, but, you know. But it's awesome. It's, you know, you can change the speed of the pitches. And I wasn't going to get the softball. I was just going to stick with the baseball. You know, that was, but then I thought about it. My father-in-law said, are you kidding? And the softball is way more popular. There's more
really?
Of a,
really?
You know, because once you get to my age, you don't play baseball anymore. You slow pitch softball. So there's a wider group of people that play the softball one, and it's better, more fun for the kids. They really like the slower speed, and so it's neat though.
Yeah, can you explain how it works?
So there's a pitching machine and a big screen, and it's kind of like the golf simulators. You the pitch comes in, you hit it, and the sensors just track where the ball would be going, and you can change your skill level. There's a fun little feature. You put a boost on there and hit the ball 700-800 feet, and it's, you know, makes you feel like a monster.
Yeah, sure. Wow.
And there's a catch game that they just recently added, where instead of using a bat, you catch the ball when it's thrown, and then targets are going across the screen, and you try to throw it at the targets and score points that way. It's really neat.
Do you go yard at Citizens Bank Park?
Of course, when I jag up that boost.
It's like getting the mushroom in Mario.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Just go for it. We were talking a little bit before the podcast, and you have some golf simulators coming in as well.
Yeah, they're scheduled to be installed November 10th is when the install starts. Should be 3-4 days of, you know, them doing their thing, but the area is ready. The equipment's there, so fingers crossed that they show up. That's all I'm counting on.
Sarah's been wanting to learn how to play golf.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great place for that, because you're not going to a golf club where there's a bunch of golfers that are kind of making you feel a little uncomfortable. And, you know, I know when I first started golfing, it just doesn't, you know, you're watching these guys hit the ball 300 yards and you're like barely swinging and missing, you know. So in a bowling center where it's not really the main focus, and we have it sectioned off really well so you can have a whole group of people, and we put a new bar back there, and so it's kind of its own little area back there. It's really neat.
JC, do you golf?
No, but I have been to some of the simulators, and I like them because you don't have to chase the balls.
That's the best part. It's same with the baseball. They, you know, pick them up and dump them back into the thing, but you're not running all over the field. It's great.
See, when I golf, Justin, I keep a couple of spare golf balls in my pocket.
I do so the same thing.
I hit it in the woods. I'm like, oh, who has the time, really?
Can't be bothered.
That's why I don't hit Pro V ones. I like the Walmart golf balls. It's, who cares?
Somebody will find it in the woods and be disappointed.
Oh, they usually throw it back.
You also have a full kitchen.
Yes.
And full, like, multiple bars, like you just mentioned.
Yeah, the other bar is a dry bar, you know, but we can still, basically, you can get drinks any, you know, and it's not that far away, but it's just more of a convenience for the people that are back there. You know, you can get cans and bottles and sodas and everything else right back there. But yeah, full bar.
So. Wow, you are running stuff really well over there.
Doing our best. Trying.
You are such a valued member of this community. We mentioned earlier, like Sarah mentioned, people having birthday parties there. I know you have a ton of fundraisers there. We are just, we're so thrilled and delighted that you're still here. Because obviously the tragedy of October 25th, 2023, take us through the decision, your and Samantha's decision to reopen just in time.
It was not easy. For the first few days, I couldn't imagine even walking back into the place, you know, and one of the victims, Bob Violet, I was in a real just fog cloud. I don't know if I was dreaming or half asleep or just, but he was there telling me, you need to do this, you need to do this. And then my dad went to the armory with Samantha and, you know, collecting your stuff, whatever, however they were doing that, and I didn't. And he came back and he said, Justin, I don't think it's a question of if, it's a question of when. I had four complete strangers that I don't even remember ever seeing come up to me and say, when is your son reopening? When is your son reopening? Mm-hmm. Given that, and, you know, Samantha and I really just loved what we were doing and felt, you know, this community really needed this, and the support that we got from this amazing community encouraged us to keep going with it. And to this day, we're still, I mean, we're filling the leagues. Yeah. We're filling the house. Obviously, summertime wasn't the best because it was 80 degrees and sunny all summer long. So nobody wants to be inside when you get such a, but once the weather broke, and it's been amazing. Yeah. The support that we're still getting from people, and like the youth program, the youth were there that night. And our youth program, I think, is the biggest in the state. That's resilience. That's gives me joy and knowing that we did make the right decision for those kids to come back. I mean, of all the people and all that were there, you know, including myself and my wife, and, you know, I don't take anything away from that. But those kids to come back in and join that league and grow that league, bring their friends and say, this is a place that it is okay to be here, and it's a great place to be, and bowling's a great sport, and let's do it. So that's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
It was obviously a monumental decision for you and Samantha. Did you expect the support you received when you opened your doors again?
Absolutely. Just the bowling community, not to take away from the local community here, but the bowling community all across the country reached out, from the USBC to the BPAA, which is the Bowling Proprietors Association. I mean, they flew us to Louisiana for a summit, and basically they revamped that place with the new equipment and stuff, and we got letters and leagues from all over the country that donated their league money just to say, here's to helping you reopen. Wow. And here, like, that in itself showed me that the bowling community, which I wasn't always a part of, I bowled recreationally as a kid, you know, like, but then I started getting more involved as I 20, 21, 22, and I realized it's like a family. And then the new faces and the community as a whole that offered their support, that came and helped with some of the demolition and refiguring things and changing things, offering their time just locally, made it was just, I knew that we were doing the right thing.
Yeah. When did you come out of the fog? Do you remember?
I would say it was probably 6 months before it was, you know, it took me a little while to actually get into therapy and to get on meds. And I remember there was one time where I like had to pull over and I realized like it was just, I felt like there was no escape. Like this is my life for the rest of my life. And when I say fog, I mean literally having conversations. I couldn't have a conversation like this. I would just stop and forget where I was and what we were talking about. It was insane for a while. And I remember pulling over and thinking, this is what leads people to suicide, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, because like fly halfway around the world, it's not going anywhere. It never goes away. And even now, like it doesn't go away, but I've, through a lot of support and help, I've been able to obviously move on and live my life and find joy in things and smile again and not have it as the forefront and the only thing in my head, which, you know, time heals, obviously, as cliche as that is. It definitely helps to move forward. And again, I missed all of these people. We went so long without seeing them. So to like have them all back, and even the ones that really piss me off sometimes, you know, like it's like, okay, I even missed you pissing me off, yeah, you know? Yeah. So you never know what you have until it's gone. And another part of that, there were so many things that just made us, this is what we need to do. And this is the right thing. And I'm seeing it now. We're all seeing what the community is doing for us. It's pretty amazing.
Are you seeing the gradual return of other people who were there that evening too?
I would say probably 90% or better. I know that there are still a few that aren't okay. And I know that there are some people that may not have ever been there or maybe like a couple of times, you know, stopped in that don't go back. But, and that's completely understandable. Sure. It's very emotional, that first few steps in that door. It took me probably about 15, 20 minutes just in our little foyer area, just stopping and, like, okay, catching your breath and, like, oh, wow, you know. So it's definitely huge for some people, and it's – some people just can't, and that's something that they have to it's okay.
Oh, you know? Sure. Yeah. We all grieve differently.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's great to see you smiling again. Mm-hmm. Is Samantha doing well?
She is. Yeah. She is. She's amazing. She is basically my support system. She is helping herself. She's very much a caretaker, so she spent the last 2 years taking care of me, taking care of everybody, taking care of the bowling center and the people at the bowling center. And, you know, it took a lot for her to realize, okay, I can't sustain this, you know? So right. Yeah. So she is taking steps and doing things to help herself, which I'm very thankful for, because, you know, it's a lot for some. And she was way more in the whole thing than I was. Yeah. She's the one that sent the picture. She's the one that had to show the surveillance video. So she like, I didn't see, or, you know, not that one or the other or anything like that, but she needed to take care of her for sure.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm glad to hear that she is.
Yeah. Justin Time is just such an asset to this community, and you and Samantha reopening your doors is such a gift to this community. So I just want to thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Both of you are amazing people. And you continue to give back through all of this. You continue to give back with the federal government shutdown. The SNAP benefits are being affected. A lot of local businesses are stepping up for the needy in this community, and Justin Time is one of them. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. Nutty Netties, we love those guys. You know, we know them personally, and they were huge supporters when everything happened. They were right there for us and called to check in. And funny story, not many people know, but they were actually kind of in the process of buying the bowling center. And, like, I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know all the deals. But, like, they were in conversation with the owner, and then something happened and it didn't. Which, you know, blessing in disguise. They have a beautiful place right down the road.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And we have the bowling center. But so when I saw what they were doing, and then the other businesses step up, I was talked to Samantha, and, you know, we got so much help, so much support to be where we are today. And it's kids shouldn't not eat. Elder, my mother was on SNAP benefits before she passed. You know, there was... like, it all just kind of hit close to home. And there was a time in my life where, you know, especially when I was a contractor, the wintertime got real dark, you know. It was not so I just felt like, you know, Samantha, we need to do something. And the feedback's been amazing. We've gotten so many people that have reached out to offer to help, you know, with the costs, which is what this community does. And it's part of us just being part of the community. And like I said, the help and support that we got, we always want to be helping and giving back to just support everybody, and makes this community run for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
You know, we just decided that we'll do some fries and soda, two hot dogs or a grilled cheese to anybody that, and you don't have to provide a SNAP card. Or I put a lot of faith in people, and I don't feel that people are going to take advantage. And if they're hungry, come get some food. You know, I'm not going to sit there and, you know, the elderly, we prefer, you know, to give some, but children, that no age, you know, under 18, come get some food, you know. But I don't feel that people are going to take advantage. That was some of the feedback that I had gotten from some people close to me, you know. Well, you know, I said, yes, of course. I know some of them personally, that there are people that take advantage of any situation. But I feel that the good people outweigh the bad. And maybe I'm wrong, but nobody's can burst my bubble on that. So it is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
And what's a couple of hot dogs if a kid's not eating? We saw it during the pandemic when kids weren't going to school and they weren't eating. Like, we're the richest country in the world.
It's embarrassing.
It is so embarrassing.
It's embarrassing where we are right now. But, yeah, thank you.
Thank you for that outlook, too, by the way.
Yes.
Thank you for that outlook. Yeah. The good outweighs the bad.
That's how Sarah lives.
It's hard.
It is.
It is very hard.
It is. It's difficult. I was scrolling through your Facebook page, and I noticed you have some cornhole leagues coming up as well with our buddy Tyler Babb.
Yes.
TB Events.
Yes. He reached out. I guess something fell through where he was supposed to be holding it, and he said, do you have any space? And I said, why don't you come over and take a look? Because I'd love to be involved with that and with that group, you know, and I love Tyler. He's a great guy, and so he came over, and I said, you know, if we finagle this, and he wanted Tuesday and Wednesdays. Unfortunately, Wednesday is one of our busiest nights. We have a candlepin league. We have the youth there. We have another league, and it just wouldn't work out. I said, but Tuesdays aren't super crazy, and I could block this area off over here. We could move this. We can rearrange this. And he's like, if you're game, I'm game. And I said, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. So, I think it's starting the first week of December, and I'm really excited. I'm really excited about that.
December 2nd.
Yes.
Yeah. Gotta love that attitude.
Yeah.
The both of you. Yeah. It's like, let's make this work.
You just make things work, Justin. That's
And it seems like the cornhole and bowling community would really...
I feel like they would.
They're like one and the same.
Yes, and I've gotten to know quite a few of them. Yeah. After everything, and amazing people. And a lot of those people, like, I mean, they kind of do both, you know. It's kind of that world. There's a lot of bowlers that play and golf.
Yeah. So you have everything there. Video games? You have video games?
Of course.
Of course you do.
What bowling alley doesn't have videos?
And a couple of pool tables.
Nice.
We actually have a pool league on Thursday nights.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's small, but it's great. It's, you know, they're great people, too. It's fun. It's kind of hard to complain about work when you work at a fun center, you know?
It sounds like fun, you know? Yeah.
I'm gonna go on break and take some batting practice at Citizens Bank Ballpark.
My general manager said, you know, ever since I started working here, it's great because I used to tell my wife I'm going to the bowling alley, and she'd be like, why? No, you're not. Now I just say, I got to go to work. She can't say a word. I was like, that's great theory.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah. Man, you just gave away the secret of your...
He's up your north hunting, so I'm hoping nobody hears.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You've had a couple of people recently bowl perfect games.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that on your Facebook page.
We actually have the house record. Shane McFarlane is the state record. Eight, I forget. We have a big picture of him on the side of our, right on our wall. It's a big poster of him going like this. But I think it's like a 8:45 he bowled or something like that. Whatever. Then I look at it every day, and you would think I would know, but yeah, he's a mechanic. He works for me, and a great kid and a great bowler. But yeah, he's on that list, and he's been on the list ever since we opened, because we do an honor score system. Like, we have boards up that show everybody's scores and everything, and I think he's been on the list almost every single year. He was the first person to bowl a 300 in our house. He has the state record, and I mean, he bowled a 300 28. It was crazy what he did. Shane, we just had another 800 bowled last week. Yeah. It's great. It's good for the bowling world. Sure. The bowlers like to see good scores.
Yeah. Do any bowlers nowadays still roll a straight ball?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
I tried that curvy thing that everybody's doing.
It's not working?
I get it into the other lane pretty good.
I still need to figure out how to make the ball go where I want it to go, like straight or curvy.
I learned, like I said, I grew up in a bowling alley. My dad was a big bowler, and in New Jersey, I fell asleep on them old blue plastic chairs nights, you know, because he'd be there till 1-2 in the morning. But I never really, I played baseball, you know, so I never really got into bowling. And I remember the first league my buddy had me join was actually at spare time, when it was spare time. Mm-hmm. And I showed up, and these kids come out, and they're got their own balls and their own shoes, and I'm using house shoes and a house ball, and they're throwing a hook. I lived in Auburn at the time. I threw my first ball right in the gutter. Took my shoes off, put my shoes on. And, of course, back then there's no cell phones or anything, you know. Right, so right. I walked all the way back to Auburn. I had to have been maybe fifth or sixth grade. I shouldn't have been walking from Main Street in Lewiston all the way to Auburn. But I was just like, this is not for me.
Oh, no.
But then I went as an adult, and somebody had left a ball, like a fingertip ball, and I started, and I'm like, oh, I can do this. And it's brought me to where I am now.
Yeah. What's your average now?
Just over 200.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Which is really good for me this year. But I'm right back into it. It took me a little while to get back, you know, but I'm right into it again this year, and I'm having fun. I bowled a tournament on Sunday down in Portland, and I'm really enjoying it.
We got to get Team Lydia Media out there.
You don't want me on your team.
What are you talking about?
Absolutely.
I'm not competitive. I want to be entertained.
Okay, well, that I can do.
If you're
you know
do
I can.
It's Friday. When the Friday League restarts, you guys should check it out. It'd be a great, it's a great time.
Yeah. I am.
It's my wife, myself, and actually Cassandra and John Violet, who are, you know, John is the son of Bob and Lucy. They have the Bob and Lucy Foundation.
Yep.
It's the four of us, and the name of our team is Couples Therapy.
That's
love
cute.
It. JC, can you bowl?
Oh, I don't know. It's been a while, but
all right, we're all going to find out together.
Yeah,
it should
we'll
be
definitely
fun.
Definitely be entertaining.
We should schedule a company outing.
Okay,
that'd be a whole
Listen,
lot of fun.
You know me. I'm up for just about anything.
Yeah,
you got me to walk through a haunted house and ride in a coffin.
That's
I think
true.
I can handle bowling.
That's true. We did that.
Or golf.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm willing. Just probably not able.
After a couple of frames, I think I'm going to end up at the baseball simulator, though.
Yeah.
I just want to look at the green monster for a little bit. thank you so much for your time
today
and sharing your story.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. And this has been fun. You guys are great. And it's been a great conversation.
We appreciate you so much. What's the best way for folks to get more information about Just in Time online?
The website and Facebook. Facebook for sure. We always post on Facebook any upcoming events and things like that. But you can always go to the website or just give us a call.
You're also featured in the LA Metro Magazine Autumn Issue Gift Guide, which
is
very cool as well. So be sure to check that out. Those issues, by the way, they're going to be hard to find really soon.
Yeah, they're getting slim.
Pam was just talking in our meeting yesterday, like we just got our autumn issue not too long ago. We're down to one box left.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow. Yeah.
Yikes. That's awesome.
So people are loving it.
That's great.
I was at Sam's in Lewiston last Sunday, and they had our rack, our Lydia Media rack.
Yeah.
It was empty.
Yeah.
Ours is empty.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah. It was a good cover. It was a really nice looking cover. I think that drew people to it.
And I think it's the autumn issue is one of our more popular ones because of the gift guide.
The gift guide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's also a full article about you in one of our LA Metro magazines, and I only know this because I wrote it, but it's from a couple of years ago.
Yes.
When you were still working on...
We still
you were
have
still
that.
Literally working when you and I sat down to write the article. The place wasn't even open yet.
It'd
be probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, you guys were busy.
Yes,
a little bit.
I was grateful to get even 20 minutes of your time.
I think I was still doing, like I was at the end of my other business as well.
Yes.
I think I was doing siding at that point.
You guys were busy.
When's the last time you took a vacation?
We went to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
I
think it was a year or so ago, and it was my son and his wife and Samantha and her brother, and... we went mostly to golf, but we spent some time on the beach. And actually, Rupert's made it happen.
Really?
Yeah, they gave us a travel thing for Doobie's Travel. And they, they're amazing people. And they made it happen. And, you know, we just felt like... Samantha, so we brought her brother and my son and we all went down and it was awesome. It was a great time.
Love it.
Good. I'm glad you did that.
Talk about another asset to this community as well.
Yes, Jesse and Steph.
Amazing work.
All of them. They just, I love everything that they do and they do for the whole community. Yeah. They're just amazing people for sure.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
Justin, we like to close out the podcast with a segment called Three Random Questions.
Sounds
where
great.
We're going to ask you questions that have nothing to do with Just-in-Time recreation. We're just trying to get to know you a little better. Justin, if you could attend any sporting event in history and have the best seats in the house, what would it be?
The Eagles beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Sorry, guys. It was great watching it from my couch, but to be there would have been amazing.
Was it Nick Foles got a touchdown?
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I have a picture of him and that and the Philly special. That was.
You had to be jumping out of your chair.
I had a Patriots fan with me, my good buddy of mine, and he left at halftime because he felt like it was. I told you, it's all. I need to be at my house, and he's like the superstitious guy that has to set up dolls and pillows a certain. You can't sit in a certain spot on his couch, so he literally left, just walked out.
I gotta go home.
Yep. And they still lost, and I had to call them immediately.
It didn't work.
All right, who's next?
Do you want to go?
Sure. If you could be any age for the rest of your life, which would you choose?
I like the right around 30-ish was, I didn't feel super old, but I was, you know, smart enough to know better. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely go right around the early 30s. Like, I could still do things. I could get out of bed without hurting and cracking and creaking, and you know, I could still play sports and softball and stuff, and but I was also smart enough not to do some of the dumb shit I did when I was in my 20s.
And people listen to you.
Yes.
When you're in your 30s.
That's right. Yeah, they're not talking to you like you're a child.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right, you ready?
Yes.
No one's ever ready for your question.
Yeah, I know. They're weird. If you could be a dinosaur, which one would you be and why?
If I could be a dinosaur, I would have to choose, I don't know, I think I would go with like a pterodactyl or something like that. Something, you know, I like the idea of being able to escape and fly, you know, but also they're pretty tough, and they always seem like they were vicious enough, but also I could escape everything else if need be.
Sarah, you'd pick a T-Rex, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
I always think of that the kids movie. What is it, The Incredibles or something?
Yeah.
Hey, you gave me a big head with small arms. He's just stuck in the corner.
Whenever I get sad, I think about T-Rex. Yeah. That's why Mark knows that. And so I think about him trying to make the bed, and it makes me laugh every time because he can't pull up the sheet. You know what I mean? Or pick up the pillow. Yeah. I just love
him. The list goes on.
I just love T. I love him. Can't do a push-up. Yeah. Can't really clap.
Got some limitations there for sure.
That big old mouth full of teeth.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, he did okay.
He was fine. He didn't need arms.
Thanks again, Justin. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBlois Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day, and remember, don't bite your cat.